Finally, in meetings, the things that the Ukrainian side says, and evaluating what they're willing to do, just because in the talks it's recorded for posterity's sake. Everything that comes up in the talks is recorded for posterity's sake, and that really is part of point number one: the procedural obligations related to human rights and the avoidance of war crimes and crimes against humanity. But the posture of the Ukrainian side can be evaluated. And they're probably also under no illusion that there's going to be peace that comes out of these talks. But the kinds of things that they say and the kinds of things that they are willing to entertain are supposed to be signals about to what extent the globalist cabal is what they're informing or enforcing on the Ukrainian leadership. Because Zelensky is a puppet, and he's not even a puppet as much of domestic oligarchical forces as much as globalist ones. So, for example, people like Akhmetov or Kolomoisky, who are oligarchs that got behind Zelensky, they're not ultimately the oligarchs in the global scale that have, enforced the that have gotten Zelensky and the Ukrainian Rada to declare that Ukraine is the first country that is owned by the World Economic Forum. Basically, like, we are the ones owned by, this whole thing that you hear from Klaus Schwab about the type of society that it's going to be, that this is a stakeholder society. And he says, we're open to the globalist stakeholders, that this is, your country now. So he's already basically given away, rhetorically and economically, given away Ukrainian sovereignty. What's very fascinating about those statements is that they tend to buttress and reinforce Russian claims that they're not invading Ukraine, because an invasion implies that you're violating the sovereign integrity of a state. And if a state is saying that we're not really a sovereign entity, then really Russia is invading a globalist hub and not a sovereign state. So it's not hostile or aggressive in that sense. Anyway, those are my thoughts. That's my understanding. So again, don't expect anything to come out of talks. And Financial Times just got busted for running a fake news story. We covered that one. If you scroll up, look for Financial Times or FT in the search, it'll come up. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago we covered that one. Anyway, so that's my general update on the diplomatic, what you should expect, and how to realistically approach that with some reach back into the history of the cause of this. Because again, on the face of it, the whole takeaway here is that Russia's demands would seem unreasonable if they were not playing games with the language at this point. So when Ukrainians say Russia's talking about neutrality, but it's really not neutrality, they actually want to control Ukraine, that's not a lie. That is not a lie. So yeah, that's but why that is being said is the nuance that becomes more and more stark in its definition the more that it's examined, and then you see that the story is actually a whole other story.